This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ever heard of this guy?
It's Todd.
It's Todd, honey.
He's funny.
Monday through Friday.
5 to 7.
On the radio?
You can tell she likes Todd for Todd.
He's a nut. Real character, that one.
Todd, let's do this.
Get the show started.
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now. 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
I'm not saying it's space aliens, right? But it goes without saying it's space aliens.
It is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. It's National Flying Saucer Day. So there you go for you UFOers out there. You alien believers. Hope you're having a great day. The live stream is up on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And man, oh man, do we have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. We've got cars into buildings. Two instances today we got to get to. The terrible news over the weekend, I saw that guy they think was hit by the Banshee roller coaster at Kings Island passed away. And I saw a couple of sources over the weekend that did confirm that he was looking for his keys. He crossed over an area. Past a barricade, a fence, do not enter. But he went anyway, looking for keys, and they think he got hit. I'm not sure if he got hit by dangling feet. I don't know if he got hit by the actual roller coaster itself. And I'm not sure that they know yet. But he passed away over the weekend, unfortunately. Also tonight on the show, we have tickets to give away. This is going to be a fun show, I think. It's going to be happening July 1st at Frey's Pavilion in Kettering. And not now, but when you hear this, be the fifth caller at 937-457-1290. Not right now, but I just want you to hear. That's right, Beach Boy tickets. This is going to be fun. I've seen the Beach Boys a couple of times. In fact, that was my first concert. I saw the Beach Boys at Timberwolf at Kings Island. And Brian Wilson wasn't with them then at the time. But I think John Stamos may have been playing the drums. I'm not sure. From Full House. Remember, he did that for a while. He was the drummer for the Beach Boys. But we've got tickets to give away. And all this week, it's 5-4-3-2-1. And what that means is tonight, if you're the winner, you get fifth row tickets. Tomorrow, you'll get fourth row, and you kind of follow the progression there until Friday when somebody's going to win front row seats for that show at Frey's Pavilion on July 1st. I need to talk to my buddy Ron.
Ron!
Ron, are you? Did you survive the heat of the weekend?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. I was worried about you.
It was a continual trek to go from one air-conditioned place to another on Saturday, but other than that...
Did you call ahead and say, hey, is your air conditioning working before I come over? Because I know there were some restaurants that I saw last week, restaurants, a couple of local bars, that had to close down because their AC went out.
Yeah.
And can you imagine showing up at a restaurant or your favorite watering hole, and you're there to just chill, and but it's, 500 degrees inside? No, thank you.
Well, there was the one place where the AC shut down, and they were like, okay, the dining room shut down, but we're still doing takeout. And I'm thinking to myself, those people in there working to make your takeout are dying right now.
Yes. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Man, being in a hot kitchen with no AC.
Mm-hmm.
Whoo.
Rough.
The question I had for you, Skyline.
Yes, sir.
Are you a fan of Skyline? Because Skyline is one of those things, I think, people either love Skyline or they hate Skyline.
I know there are so many people in this area who love Skyline.
Yeah, I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
I'm a hater. Sorry.
Really?
I'm a hater. Yeah.
Now, do you just not like the idea of chili on spaghetti?
No,
or
no, no.
Is it just, for whatever reason, you're not a fan of Skyline's offerings?
It's flavor.
Flavor?
It's all about flavor, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Do you like cinnamon in your chili?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It has no business being there.
I don't know how much is in there. I know that, I think Gold Star, one of their competitors, is mm-hmm. really known for having cinnamon flavoring in their chili. I don't know that I really taste that too much in Skyline, but the reason I bring it up, I mean, you're not going to care because you don't go to Skyline at this point. But I saw. Oh, let me. This is food news. Let me just to be official here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't play with your food.
This is a lot of food.
Isn't it glorious?
How do you get so big that you own a biscuit?
This is so expensive.
I saw this story from the Cincinnati Inquirer, and of course that's where Skyline's from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are 5 Skyline restaurants in the area. Now, I'm including Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Only 5. Today was the first day that they started serving breakfast.
Ooh, interesting.
Skyline breakfast.
What's on the menu?
Well,
do you know?
here's what it is. Here's what it is. You can get, and I love this, a breakfast coney. It's a sausage link with Skyline chili, egg, mustard, diced onions, and shredded cheddar cheese in a steamed bun.
Hmm.
So basically, all they're doing is adding an egg to their coney, and that somehow makes it a breakfast coney.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay. Okay, I suppose. And then there's the breakfast Cholito. Oh, by the way, the one location in Dayton that is serving breakfast mm-hmm. is the Skyline on Dayton Yellow Springs Road in Fairborn.
Okay.
That's the only location right now. And I called the store before the show because I wanted to confirm. I wanted to make sure. Because the other stores, all in Cincinnati.
Mm, yeah.
Somehow the Fairborn store drew the long straw, and they get to introduce breakfast at Skyline. And it's supposed to run through Labor Day. Next on the list of breakfast menu items, breakfast Cholito. Now, I like the Cholitos. There's just like a burrito.
Okay.
Skyline chili, egg, hash browns, and shredded cheddar cheese and a soft tortilla with a side of chili ranch.
Mm.
And then there's the breakfast way, hash brown coins. I guess those like little round medallions.
Yeah, those like a little, I know there.
Topped with Skyline chili and shredded cheese. And then the breakfast burrito. Sausage or bacon, egg, cheese, hash browns, onions, and shredded cheese, and a soft tortilla with a side of chili ranch.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, of all the restaurants that I would have never expected to get into the breakfast game, Skyline Chili, here they are.
There they are.
I didn't really expect, I don't think of chili for breakfast.
No, and hopefully
maybe hungover breakfast.
They're thinking, they're breaking new ground here with chili for breakfast, and it's going to go over. Well, you remember years ago, somebody introduced the whole chicken thing to breakfast meals,
right?
You know, the chicken,
the chicken and biscuit kind of thing. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, they're hoping it goes over like that, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I like Skyline Chili a lot. I usually eat there once or twice a week for lunch. I just swing through, get me a double dog.
Mm.
With cheese and mustard. It's 2 hot dogs on 1 bun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I would be on board with that entire breakfast menu if you just lifted the chili off.
So when you say you don't care for Skyline, it's just it's the chili you don't care for. You would go over there and eat like a cheese coney with no... Because that's how I get it. I don't get chili. It's just cheese and mustard.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. I just, I know Skyline Chili by their chili, and I don't like their chili.
Right.
So
I get
that.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
All right. Well,
yeah.
It's just something to think about. If you're in the Fairborn area, maybe tomorrow morning on your way into work, swing through Skyline, get yourself a breakfast Cholito, and then give us a call tomorrow night. Let us know how it was.
I think they're using the all the Air Force personnel over there as guinea
pigs.
That
could be. That could be. Once again, the military used as guinea pigs. but they serve it from, I think she's, the woman said, from 6 or 6:30 to 10:30.
Wow.
Yeah. So until 10:30, get there. That's the other thing that drives me nuts on weekends, places that stop serving breakfast at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm driving someplace on Saturday morning and it's like 10:30, 10:45, to me, that's still breakfast time.
It's understandable during the week. You know, people have to be at work earlier and stuff. But on the weekend, you know, people
like
to sleep
in. I suppose. But I over the weekend, it was actually Sunday. I rolled in like at 10:30 at a McDonald's, and I was expecting to get breakfast, and they were serving quarter pounders with cheese.
Hmm.
And I'm like, it's too early for that.
Yeah.
It's too early for that. But anyway.
Too heavy for 10:30.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
You know,
so, all right, Ron. Well, thank you very much.
Right.
I appreciate that. 937-457-1290. We do have a couple of cars.
Start the car.
In the building.
In local news, a spectacular car crash.
Car, house car.
Well, we had two. We had one this morning. This was in Fort Laramie in Shelby County. I got a couple of emails from folks. Thank you. They gave me a link to the Sydney Daily News. A Fort Laramie firefighter helped connect a sedan to a tow truck that crashed into a house at the corner of East Park Street and Willman Street. That happened this morning. Minor damage to the house, no injuries. But thank you for that. And then a little while ago, we had a report, and I just saw Taylor Robertson from WHIO TV Channel 7 out there covering this. It's in Riverside. A car crashed into what used to be a garage. It's one of these houses where they converted the garage into, I don't know, a living room or something like that for extra space. And the car went right up the driveway and right into the living room. And that's on Rose Garden Court. But here's the thing. You know, we've been keeping track of these, and we do this, and, you know, the show's sort of become known for that. And, of course, our yearly tally is brought to you by the great folks at Tires Unlimited, located in Moraine and in Troy. But every time there's a car into a building, and my desk, my cubicle is in the TV newsroom. All the producers, all the writers, all the editors, all the anchors, all the reporters, all of them, they're all within like a spitting distance from me. And whenever there's a car into a building, invariably somebody comes to me and says, hey, what's the count? What's the count? And I tell them what we're up to. Now we're up to 63. Well, as I was sitting here ready, getting ready to do the show, I see the story. I see Taylor Robertson out there in Riverside covering this car into a building. And they put the unofficial count 63. But they don't give me any credit. They just say WHIO unofficial count 63. But they ask me every time. I feel like I need to get some sort of credit for that. Maybe they'll throw a logo up there. How about that? But we'll see what they say. But if you're keeping track, 63 for the year.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
This is a job for Weenie Man.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Coming up, we've got tickets to give away for the Beach Boys, so just be listening for the Good Vibrations clip. Be the fifth caller at 937-457-1290, and we'll hook you up. Steve in, what does this say? Wendelin? Wendelin? Steve? Are you there? Are the phones turned on? Oh,
hello.
Now they are. Okay, Steve, what's going on?
Hey, hey, Todd, long-time listener, first-time caller. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. I assume you like the show.
Yeah, buddy. I was listening to you talk about the Skyline Chili.
Yeah, hit me.
Doing their breakfast.
Hit me.
I can tell you, I've been eating chili for breakfast for years.
Really?
We'd do Coney dogs or something for supper for the kids.
Yeah.
And whatever was left, we'd make eggs in the morning on the weekends and put the rest of the chili on there with some cheese, and
wow.
it's a natural thing.
It's a natural thing. Well,
it
certainly
should have done a long time ago is what I'm saying.
Certainly a great way to start your day with a lot of protein, right?
Well, yeah. It definitely goes well together. I can only imagine how well it would be with the hash browns, but you got to think, it's smothered, covered with chili and
sure.
and everything for years and.
All
and
right.
That goes over, so.
Well, I'll give it a try, Steve. I appreciate that. Thank you for your call, buddy.
All right. Yeah. Hey, you have a great night, Todd.
You too. You got a comment on that or anything else?
What am I listening to now?
Is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up.
T-O-D-D-H-O-L-L-S-T.
I can remember that.
Locally grown. Seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
Could this day get any more fantastic?
Let's get on with it.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 456
Locally Grown. Seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up and rolling. You can watch the show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch and interact with the other Edgeheads that are tuning in. It's quite the lively bunch. So if you need a little extra kick when you're watching the show or listening to the show, you might try the live stream. 9357-1290 is our telephone number. Just a reminder, I think the voting goes on for another week or two. And I'm just here to remind you, the best of Dayton, the Beaver Creek Battling Beaver Bucky, who I hold a special place in my heart because, of course, I went to Beaver Creek. I've talked about it many times. And, in fact, when I was in high school, I dated the girl who played the beaver. That's right. Football games. She's in the beaver costume. I dated her. So I've always had a very special place in my heart, an affection, if you will, for Bucky Beaver. He is up, or I guess in that case, she, is up for best high school mascot. At the Best of Dayton, you can find a link on my Facebook page. The Beaver is going up against the Centerville Elk, the Brookville Blue Devils. Dalton, my Centerville grad. As is my wife. Yeah. So it's been quite the tussle in our house between the Centerville Elk, the Blue Devils of Brookville, where my mom went to school. And the Carroll Patriots, they're on the list. And I live in a neighborhood where there's a lot of kids that go to Carroll. So it's hotly contested on my street, the number one Best of Dayton mascot. So I'm asking all my edgeheads to please support Bucky Beaver from Beaver Creek High School. And while you're there on the Best of Dayton voting page, if you'd like, click on Around Town, go to Media Personality, Best of Dayton Media Personality, and lo and behold, you'll find my name at the bottom of the list, but I'm on the list nonetheless. So if you'd like to vote, by all means, do so. Let's do this. We have tickets to give away to see the Beach Boys. They're going to be at the Fraze Pavilion in Kettering on July 1st. Great summer, Beach Boys. And if you're the fifth caller, 937-457-1290, we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. And not only are you going to get a pair of tickets, they are great seats. They're in the fifth row. The fifth row. You will be close enough that Mike Love can spit on you. You'll be that close. Be the fifth caller, and we'll hook you up. And then throughout the week, as we get closer, somebody on Friday is going to win front row seats. So you'll definitely be able to get spit on by Mike Love. We got some mail.
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for mail call.
Message for you, son.
You should see a fan mail.
You got a message.
I got you, lad.
Amazing what you can accomplish by mail.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
If you'd like to email the show, you can send it to eveningedgetodd.com, or you can always send me a message on Messenger at Evening Edge Todd. A lot of folks who listen to the show like to contribute, but for some reason they just can't call, whether they're working or they're nervous. I scare them. I don't know. Maybe they don't have a phone. Whatever the point is that you can always email me messages, and we'll read them right here on the show. Got my Evening Edge shirt today. I saw a picture of it. This is nice. It's from a guy by the name of... I know you had a music show on your sister station. I was taking a friend to a doctor's appointment and heard your voice. I said, that's Todd. She asked if I knew you, and I told her about the Evening Edge. Now, I'm saying, this is great, great work from Edgehead Emmett, and I think he might be on the live stream tonight. That's how the show grows, and I've said this a million times. You got to tell your friends about the show. Don't keep it a secret. This tent is big enough for everybody. So tell your friends about the show. She asked if I knew you, and I told you about the Evening Edge. I always wanted to be a DJ, took courses from the Columbia School of Broadcasting, and became a certified recording engineer. But too many will work for free. That's the truth. Got a tape recorder at 11, and that was my youth mixing tapes and adding sound effects. Keep up the great job. Emmett, thank you, Emmett. Well, I'll tell you what, that's how I kind of got into radio. When I was a kid, I fell in love with radio, and really specifically, my dad had a tape recorder. And the fact that I could talk into a microphone and record it onto tape and then play it back and hear myself, oh boy, that was a thrill. So I get it. I totally get it. So thank you for that, Emmett. Let's see. Hey, Todd, I heard you talking about disco music last week and a disco radio station that used to be in town back in the 70s. Yeah, there was a, I was on Think TV, the PBS station here. They were doing I think it was part one of a disco three episode documentary, docu-series, if you will, on disco. The first one was last Tuesday. Another one is tomorrow night. I think it's at 9. And then the third and final episode is a week from tomorrow. But we were just talking about disco music and the disco clubs that people used to go to in Dayton. And somebody mentioned something about a disco radio station in Dayton at the time. And there was one. There might have been two. But anyway, the email continues. I, too, was younger at the time and don't recall all the details. Yeah, I was only 10 around that time. Late 70s, 9, 10. So I don't remember a ton about Dayton radio at that time. But I seem to remember hearing about some stunt where a DJ climbed a radio tower. Does that ring a bell to anyone? Thanks for your show. My wife and I listen all the time. Dwayne in Huber Heights. Well, thank you, Dwayne. I don't remember anything like that. I remember there was an episode of WKRP where I think somebody did something at the transmitter, the WKRP transmitter. I don't know if they climbed the tower. Maybe that's what you're thinking of. I'm not sure what kind of lunatic would do that. You really shouldn't be climbing radio towers. If no one's ever told you, don't climb radio towers. So I'm not sure about that, but you know, people in radio can do crazy things for sure. Absolutely. So if you got an email, and you want to get on the show, eveningedgetodd@gmail.com. We have some celebrity slammer news.
Hooray for Hollywood.
You remember this?
Hey, you want us more?
From a movie clip? It's a movie.
No, you want a s'more. I haven't had anything yet, so how can I have some more of nothing?
Shut up!
You're killing me, Smalls.
There you go. Remember that line, you're killing me, Smalls? Can you name the movie? Sandlot. That's you? Yeah. My producer saying that's him. Well, this is a crazy story. An actor from the 1993 movie The Sandlot was arrested in South Carolina. Thomas Geary, G-U-I-R-Y, Geary. He's 42. He played Scotty Smalls. He played the guy that said, "You're killing me, Smalls." He pleaded guilty today to assault and battery, disorderly conduct, and malicious damage. And he was ordered to pay a fine of $757. Three calls were made to 911 on June 2nd following two intense hours of chaos and screaming. Surveillance video shows a shirtless Geary, Thomas Geary, throwing a 35-pound dumbbell at the windshield of a neighbor's white Jeep, creating a giant crater in the glass before rolling off the hood of the vehicle. It also shows the man strolling through the neighbor's yard back across the street to his home as if nothing happened. One of the victims says Geary followed her inside their house with a knife still in his hand before her husband confronted him in the garage. When police arrived, they found Geary standing in the middle of the street shirtless. Not clear what led to the dispute. It's crazy neighbors, man. Crazy neighbors, I'm telling you. But this guy was arrested. The bizarre incident was not Geary's. Is that right? Geary? I don't know how to pronounce his last name. G-U-I-R-Y. Geary? It's not his first run-in with the law. In 2013, when living in Hamilton, New Jersey, he was arrested for assault and causing bodily injury to a public servant when he headbutted a cop in a drunken fight at an airport in Houston. Wow, you're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Get a load of this guy.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Well, if you're stuck out there on 75 in the contra flow lanes, we just heard the report. Holy cow. Backed up. Nobody's moving. And there's reports of people trying to back out now, which is not... Look, we get it, but you can't be... You're just going to create more problems. You're going to create more problems. And it's been a while since we've done this, and I figured since, you know, we got a lot of people dealing with this right now, it's been a while since we've use the Wheel of Tranquility. So I'm thinking maybe this might be the time, something to help relax you in your time of angst. Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
Start a little bit of phthalo blue.
Little Bob
a little
Ross.
Bit of phthalo blue. Let's just put a happy little sky up here.
Calm down.
Just making little crisscross strokes. Just let your brush bounce around, play, have fun. And that quick, we have a happy little sky.
Let's give it one more spin here before the news. Oh, yeah, this is... Let's relax. Nice bath, little piano. Yeah. Just try to relax. Try to relax.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S.
T. I can remember that.
Locally grown. Seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Time for action.
Well, the radio is on.
I've been waiting all day.
It's go time.
That's the big thing today, radio.
Getting restless?
Speak into the microphone, squid brain.
Let's start the show.
It's The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now, 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
some fun.
I do.
Now, are you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
It is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. The live stream is up. You can watch it on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And look, I'm not going to take credit for it, but we had issues out there on the Contraflow lane. Backed up, traffic wasn't moving. We spin the wheel of tranquility a few times. People kind of decompress. They take a deep breath. And now we're told it's flowing again. All within like 5 minutes. It's like magic. The wheel of tranquility. I'm going to have to get that out more often. With the election season coming up, I think there's going to be a definite need for some tranquility. Holy cow. 937-457-12. What is it? 937-457-1290 is the number that I've only said a million times in my life. And I just stumbled there. I don't know if you go to psychics. Do you go to a psychic? How about a palm reader? You know, I see these little places throughout the Miami Valley, I wouldn't even call them offices. It's just like little spaces, sometimes in a strip mall, or sometimes it's actually in someone's house. And they've got that lit sign out there in front that says, I'll read your palm, or tarot cards, or anything like that. I've only had my palm read once, and we were at some sort of event. And just for fun, they had a palm reader there. And she read my palm. I don't really remember what she said. It had something to do with poodles. I don't know. But I thought, this doesn't make... I'm not buying this. I'm not buying it. Then a couple of years ago, we had a woman on the show who took calls from Edgeheads. And, you know, she was sort of giving them a psychic reading. And she's a very lovely person, but she's not been back because I would say she got about 10%. I would say she gave like 5% correct. It wasn't terribly impressive. And it was just a lot of misses along the way. But whatever. You know, some people believe it. Some people believe in this palm reading and clairvoyance and all of that. The reason I bring it up is I saw this story. And this is from Norfolk, Virginia. And apparently, just recently, the city council there repealed a 45-year-old ban. It was illegal in Norfolk, Virginia to practice palm reading, phrenology, or clairvoyance for monetary or other compensation, saying that soothsaying, it turned out, was a first-degree misdemeanor and carried up to a year in jail. Now, here's the thing that blew my mind in this story, is that the psychic service industry, this is according to a market research firm, IBIS World. I've heard of them before. They say that the psychic services industry in the United States generates $2.3 billion. $1 billion Americans are spending on psychics. And nearly 100,000 people in the country are employed, I guess, as a psychic? Or they work in the psychic industry? 100,000 people. That is crazy. Now, I've known people who thought that they had some sort of psychic ability. And I've talked to them on the show. I've talked to them on our Dark Edge podcast. That's kind of the paranormal podcast that I do from time to time with my buddy Tim. We haven't done one in a while, but we need to. But I am blown away that we as a country spend $2.3 billion on psychics. The Pew Research Center did a survey in 2017 and found that most Americans identify as Christians, but many also hold New Age beliefs, and 4 in 10 believe in the power of psychics. That is just, that's crazy. That is crazy. Here in Ohio, there's no ban. You can be a psychic. You can open a psychic business. You know, I don't know how you check references for something like that. If you've ever gone to a psychic, I'd love to chat with you and get your take on it. I mean, like I said, we had a psychic on the show. I wasn't terribly impressed with her clairvoyance or predictions or whatever. But I'm sure there's people out there that that do this on a regular basis. And like I said, I see these businesses, you know, just kind of scattered around. I think there's one in Kettering. If I recall, it might be on Wilmington, just right there. And you can swing in, I guess. I don't know if you need an appointment. Maybe they have a Facebook page. But I just love to get your take on that. 937-457-1290. We have some Tesla news.
Fasten your seatbelts.
We are under attack.
Because here we go.
Tesla!
Electric.
It's a revolutionary new technology.
Quite a fancy car you have here.
Futuristic. It's terrifying.
That's the problem with new technology.
You're not the only rich guy here with a fancy car.
Get out of the way!
Gonna save the world with zero fumes. Woohoo!
Yes, so last week we had a, I don't know that Teslas really have hubcaps, but whatever. Last week we had a story of a woman who got locked inside of her Tesla. Remember that? So this lady, her car battery died, and I didn't know this because I've honestly never ridden in a Tesla before. If the battery dies, you can't open your car. You can't get in, you can't get out. Now, if you're that's not true. Let me back up. You can get out, but you have to pull a magic door release lever. Apparently, on the passenger door or the driver's door, there's some sort of release that you can pull and you can get out of the car. But this woman in particular in the story didn't know about that, had no clue. So there she sat trying to, you know, figure out how to get out. And it took a while, but she finally got out, I guess, with the help of medics or the police or whoever. But this story, this kind of similar, but scarier. This happened in Scottsdale, Arizona. A toddler was trapped inside a Tesla at a boiling hot on a boiling hot day. And this is what happened. The child's grandmother was taking her daughter to the Phoenix Zoo. And she says she strapped the girl into the back seat, shut the door, and then she walked around to get in the car. However, from the time that she closed the door after strapping her granddaughter in the car seat, and props for putting the child in a car seat, but from the time she did that to the time she got to the driver's side door, the battery had died on the car. And she was not able to get in the vehicle. The Tesla vehicles, as we mentioned, have this hidden latch. But the kid was in a, you know, car seat. Plus, it's a toddler. And who knows whether the toddler would be able to take enough instruction to pull a lever to get out. Grandma says that her phone key wouldn't work in the car. Or I guess a card key wouldn't open it. She called 911 and Scottsdale firefighters arrived quickly. Of course, they got the report of a child trapped in a car, and it's, you know, it's Phoenix. So 150, it's 160 degrees. And that's just what, that's without the heat index. So they get there very quickly. But then they told her that they have issues getting into Teslas. Now, that seems odd to me. This seems like a design flaw that firefighters can't easily get into a Tesla. Is that accurate? That's crazy to me because, as we know, because we've seen the stories, there's been a lot of accidents involving Teslas. And the notion that you're not able to get into a vehicle, I don't know what that's about. But they said that they had they always have trouble getting into Teslas. She said she didn't care, and she told them to cut the car in half just to get the toddler out of there if they had to. Firefighters broke a window with an axe covered in tape to prevent glass from flying at the toddler inside the car that was increasing in temperatures. But I would imagine Tesla car windows are just the same as any other car windows, right? Or are they special? Are they bulletproof? Or, I mean, what's the story? Grandma says the child was okay at first, but of course, when the firemen started to show up, or when the firemen showed up and started beating the heck out of that car with an axe, the kid freaked out, which I can understand. Firefighter climbed through the window and pulled the child, who was given a little fire hat, out of the car. So they couldn't even open the door after they broke through the window. That's crazy. Grandma says the 12-volt battery that powers the car died without warning. Tesla vehicles are supposed to give drivers 3 warnings before their battery dies, but a local Tesla service department later confirmed that the woman was never notified of her battery suddenly dying. So some sort of malfunction. That is crazy. So look, you know, it's that time of the year, of course. It's very, very hot. You know, thankfully we haven't had any instances like this or like that here in the Dayton area for quite a while. I'd remember. But I don't think we've had any issues of people leaving their kids in the car on these hot days, and include your pets in that as well. Don't leave them out in the car either.
The Evening Edge with Todd Host.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
This guy was smart, sophisticated, professional. I mean, really, really great.
The Evening Edge with Todd Host.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. 937-457-1290 is the number. We got Tim driving a truck. What's going on, Tim?
Oh, not much, Todd. You having a good night?
I'm doing pretty well. How are things out there on the roads? Where are you, by the way?
675, just about exit 8.
Well, like that. I'm glad you're avoiding the contra flow lanes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're a psychic, why would they have to get an appointment? Because I mean, if you know, would they know you're coming?
They would know that you were on your way, right?
Right.
Yeah, I hope psychics out there, when somebody shows up on their front porch and says, "Hey, I'm here for to get a psychic reading," I hope the psychic has enough wear for all to say, "Well, I've been expecting you."
You have a good night.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Tim.
All right. Oh, goodness. 937-457-1290. Oh, my gosh. Breaking news from the WHIO app. I'm going to have to dig into this during the commercial break. Hooters is going to be closing some of their stores. Oh, my gosh. We have one Hooters left in this town.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Host.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H. Oh.
Double L.
S-T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Don't hesitate to call.
You call me.
You better call me.
Damn it, get me a phone.
Call me on my radio.
I'm gonna call you.
you?
You got him on the radio?
You won't make a simple phone call?
What is wrong with you?
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up. You can watch it on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. I need to give a shout out to my bank, Wright Pack Credit Union. This is not a paid endorsement. This is just a shout out. I got a call today, earlier, from their fraud prevention department. Some unscrupulous dirtbag tried to buy like $1,500 worth of stuff on Walmart.com with my credit card. But they stopped them. They stopped them in their tracks. Wow. Man, that could have been a bad day. Whew. That could have been a very bad day. So shout out to them for stopping that and contacting me. Though I will say, I'm sure this has happened to many of you, where your credit card company or your bank, credit union calls you and says, hey, there's some suspicious activity on your card. And you say, no, that wasn't me. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to cancel your card. That makes sense. But what drives me nuts, and I don't know if all the other banks are this way or credit card companies, but even with Wright Pack Credit Union, it's like 10 business days for you to get your new card. And it's like, my gosh, that is like a huge inconvenience. It's a huge inconvenience. Now, I understand. I mean, they got to cancel the card and they got to send you a new one. I just feel like it should be getting there quicker. It shouldn't be 2 weeks. Shouldn't be 2 weeks. Just my opinion. Just my opinion. It should be quicker. Maybe a day or two. You know, FedEx it or send it UPS or whatever. Just an idea. 937-457-1290. I saw this list today. I get a email from the great folks there at Ranker. I love Ranker. I talk about them on the show. It's a website where they'll give you a particular topic, and people that read Ranker will sort of rank, if you will, hence the name. You know, they'll vote up or vote down a particular item in that category. For example, the one that I found today, it was the top fictional companies you'd want to work for. And I thought, I love this because, you know, a lot of these TV shows, we all watch TV, we enjoy them. There are, you know, these sort of make-believe companies that we see, whether it be a comedy or a drama or whatever it might be, that might be kind of cool to work for. And I wanted to go through this list. The two that immediately came to my mind are on this list. The first place that I'd want to probably work would be Wonka Industries, for sure. I'd like to work for Willy Wonka. I think that would be a kick. And that's number five on the list. And then the other place that I would love to work for, because it's not really, it's not only a fake company, it's a fake company and a fake show. And what I mean by that, it's Vandalay Industries. Now, Vandalay Industries, you remember Seinfeld? That was the company that George supposedly worked for. But it wasn't even a real company. It was just a fake company. But he was getting his friends to answer their phone as Vandalay Industries because that was the number he gave. But that's on the list. Also on the list, Callahan Auto Parts. People who remember Tommy Boy. That would be a fun company to work for. Bluth Company from Arrested Development. That's on the list. Cyberdyne Systems. Remember what movie that's from? I'll be back. Terminator. Also on the list, InGen. Those are the people that made those crazy dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. Also on the list, and I don't know about this, was a little silly. Central Perk, the coffee shop in Friends. Would you really want to work there? That's number 14 on the list. Nah, I'm not so sure about that. Pawtucket Brewery, that's from Family Guy. That's number 13. The Dharma Initiative, that's from that show Lost. Remember those people that were lost on an island? I don't know if they were really on an island. I never watched the end of that. The Umbrella Corporation, that's from Resident Evil. That's number 11. Number 10, I'm not familiar with Portal. I guess that maybe is that a game, Portal? Aperture Science. Number 9, The Daily Planet. That's Superman. That was the newspaper that Superman worked at with Lois Lane. And Jimmy the photographer. Wasn't his name Jimmy? I think it was Jimmy. Jimmy Olsen, that's right. Number 8, Dunder Mifflin from The Office. You know, that's fun. I think that would be an interesting office to work in. But I don't know that I could, I would be happy selling copy paper. I don't think that would be a gig for me. Number 7, I would definitely want to work at Duff Beer. Of course, that's from The Simpsons. Number 6 on the list, Ghostbusters. That might be kind of fun, right? Drive around in that cool hearse with that cool gear. Number 5, I mentioned Wonka. Number 4, Starfleet. That would be kind of cool. Though I don't know that I was, you know, my dad always told me I wasn't really cut out for the military. Because my dad was in the military. And he's like, I don't think I'd probably fare well in Starfleet. Unless I could be like Whoopi Goldberg's character, Guinan, who was the bartender on the Enterprise. I think I could work as a bartender. Number 3 on the list, Professor Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters. That's from X-Men. I'm not familiar. I mean, I know what X-Men are. I know the X-Men, but... Number 2, Wayne Enterprises. Of course, that's Batman. And then number 1, Stark Industries, Iron Man. You can check out the list. I'll post it on my Facebook page. It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. People commenting on the live stream about that. But anyway, you can check it out. We've got animals attacking.
There is a wild side to every animal.
Here's something you like when animals attack magicians.
Animals took revenge.
Animals attack.
Craziest animal attack story.
You're about to find out when animals attack.
Heather on the live stream says she'd like to work for the soup Nazi from Seinfeld. Oh, definitely.
No soup for you.
That would be entertaining to say the least. Well, this crazy animal attack story, it comes from Zambia. And for the second time in, I don't know, a year, maybe 6 months, an American has been killed by an elephant. An American tourist was killed in an elephant attack while in Zambia, according to Zambian national broadcaster ZNBC. The woman, identified as a 64-year-old woman, was attacked by an elephant near the Naramba Cultural Bridge on Victoria Falls Road in Livingston last Wednesday. Authorities said that a herd of elephants in the area brought traffic to a standstill. Can you imagine? I mean, we have our issues with geese, you know? Every time my wife and I go to the area by the mall at Fairfield Commons, inevitably we get stopped in traffic by geese, and they just don't care. They just cross the road, throw caution to the wind. And of course, everybody stops. Usually people stop. I've seen some people swerve and try to go around them. But that's dangerous. But at least we're not dealing with elephants. Authorities said a herd of elephants in the area brought traffic to a standstill. The victim, or the vehicle the woman was in, was parked on the street waiting for the herd to pass when one of the elephants attacked. Oh, man. I charged the car, knocked the woman out onto the road. It then continued to attack her, trampling her to death. Oh, my gosh. It's awful. Officials did not say what caused the elephant to attack or why it chose the woman's vehicle. Who knows? They're wild animals. You can't predict what they're going to do. It is the second time this year that an American was killed by an elephant in Zambia. Yeah, this happened in March. I remember talking about this. An American woman was killed when a massive bull elephant knocked their tour vehicle on its side. Crazy, crazy. 937-457-1290. Yeah, at least we don't have to deal with elephants. That's for sure. John in Fairborn. What's up, John?
I can't believe on that list WKRP wasn't on there.
Well, I will tell you that I only printed out the top 20. I think there were 50 on there, and I didn't go through the whole thing. But WKRP would definitely be a place that I would want to work.
Oh, of course.
For sure.
I mean, come on, Johnny Fever, give me a break.
You know, Johnny Fever and WKRP came up on the show earlier. Did you hear us talking about it today?
No, I did. In fact, I got on the radio later.
I got an email from somebody. Last week we were talking about disco. And places that disco clubs that people used to go to here in Dayton, because there was a documentary on PBS about disco. And somebody sent me an email asking if I remember a story of a DJ that worked in Dayton back in the 70s and said that to this person's recollection, he remembered a stunt where a DJ climbed a radio tower. And I've never heard that story, but I vaguely remember there was something like that on WKRP, or something happened at a transmitter in one of the episodes. I'm watching it. I'm watching the entire series right now, but I haven't gotten to that one. My wife got me the DVD.
Great.
Say that again.
I said I think it's great. You're watching the entire series.
Yeah, my wife got me a DVD set. It's got all the original music and, you know, that they played during the episodes and so forth. But I remember there's some sort of episode where something happens at the transmitter. And I don't know if somebody climbs the tower or what the story is. Maybe that's what they're thinking. But I don't remember a story of a DJ in Dayton climbing a radio tower.
Well, I didn't get here till 85, so I wouldn't know about
yeah.
that.
Well,
you would.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call, John. Hey, Jason, can you, are you, let's see.
Jason, are you down there?
Yeah, hey, I'm here.
You've been in Dayton radio since, the 30s?
Well, at least the 70s.
Do you remember a story about some crazy DJ stunt where they climbed a tower or something?
I kind of remember something like that. I don't remember the actual specifics.
Okay. Well, see, I was young at that time. I was in my tens. And I don't remember that.
I mean, I remember, you know, DJs locking themselves in the studio playing the same song over and over again for 3 or 4 hours. And
Right.
But I mean, and I also, you know, I remember the missing W. I don't know if you ever heard about that one. That was when ONE was a top 40 station.
Oh, I remember.
Lost their W, yeah.
And you had to find it? Was it a scavenger hunt or something?
It was a scavenger hunt type of thing. It was set around the Batman TV show. But
I got you.
But as far as the
climbing the tower.
I vaguely remember something, but I don't remember what it was.
I'll have to look into it. I'm sure if somebody did that, there's probably an article or something around.
One would think,
yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Jason.
Sure.
937-457-1290 is the number.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Double L.
S-T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
You gotta tune in, man. You gotta tune in.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290. Or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on The Evening Edge, Monday through Friday from 5 to 7. Real quickly, Elliot in Beaver Creek. What's up, Elliot?
Hi, this is Elliot.
Yes.
I think that the guy that isolated himself
was Steve Kirk at 14:10 a.m.
Well, I don't. No, he never climbed the tower. I know that. You think Steve Kirk climbed the tower?
I think he climbed some kind of structure. I don't remember exactly what it was. He had a little platform.
Maybe it was a billboard.
He would set up, and it was some kind of lengthy period of time, like a month or something like that.
Huh.
Now, it's been a long time, and I didn't look it up on the internet. We're relying upon failing memory cells.
Okay. I got
gotcha. That's what I think.
All right. I'll look for it. I'll look for it, Elliot. I got to fly here. I appreciate your call, buddy. I'll look for that. Maybe it was a billboard. But this story that I'm talking about, it was some crazy DJ in the 70s supposedly climbed a tower here in town. I don't know. I'll look into it. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
And that's how she wrote.
I got nothing left.
Why don't you just call it a night?
I'm saying it's over, superstar.
That's it, guys. We're all fried.
You guys have a good night.
Unplug everything, wrap it up. Let's go home.
Adios, amigo.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.